Dear friends and colleagues, I feel very happy that you could come to this session. Today, I will be the main speaker of this session, and my colleague who is responsible for audio program, Edith, a program manager, will also be here. If you have any questions or you need some clarification, both of us will stay either here or outside this ballroom to respond to your questions. 我叫李岩，我是来自这个微软的这个项目经理。那么在这个部分呢，Andy将会进行一个中文的讲解，但是呢，我会在这里。如果大家有问题的话，可以在这个会场或者是会外，可以跟我们进行继续的沟通。 So during this session, I want to brief you on enabling great audio experiences in Windows 10. Some brief introduction about the functionality in Windows 10. And also some introduction of the Windows audio stack. My presentation will focus on how to optimize your audio stack to customize the functionality of your devices to make your devices a more personal characteristics. Because given the time constraints, I would prefer completing my presentation before you posing your questions. I don't know whether you are familiar with the Windows audio stack. The Windows audio stack covers four parts. The first part is the application part. In this part, you will have a lot of programming interface or output. And then we have the audio engine. It has the audio effects set or defined in audio engine. And below audio engine, you have the drivers. In this part, we have different types of driver. For example, the Bluetooth audio driver, USB audio driver, the speaker, microphone, audio jack, HDMI drivers, etc. And at the bottom is HW. It has four parts. In the application, we have various kinds of resources like the interfaces, like XAML, media element, HTML tag, and a very low level, for example, Wasabi. And in Windows 10, we have the Audiograph. This is a quite a low level API in Windows 10. So in these applications, either you want to develop a very unique software, or you want to download some application from the internet, you could use this interface to use our audio stack to reach the audio effect that you want. Audio engine, the second part, which is similar to like your finger in Android. The major audio engine is aimed to mix different audio effects and to process the audio effects. So this is processed in the audio engine. So in the third part, drivers, the hardware manufacturers could freely develop your own drivers. For example, if you are focusing on Bluetooth, you can develop your own Bluetooth audio driver. If you have the USB 1.0 audio driver, it's okay, but if you think it's not enough, you can develop a USB 2.0 audio driver. Hardware. Microsoft actually has a lot of support and constraints actually in terms of the hardware. We want to enhance the flexibility about the hardware so that when you design your devices, you could feel more free to adjust your hardware. The hardware covers, for example, the audio encoder and the decoder, DSP speakers, microphone, etc. We know that audio is not only the delivery of voice, transmission of voice. It is a kind of expression of audio effect, actually. So when we run an audio, we do not just simply combine or mix different types of the audio or voices. For example, when you run play a movie, when you use a Skype or Link to talk or to communicate, so the processing audio will be very different. Very different processing ways will be adopted by different way, by different you know, communications. We've done a lot of improvement to make sure that different stream of flows of audio could come in and to realize the best the audio effect. We believe that if you could customize the audio flow, customize the processing of the audio effect, your end users will be very interested and will have the high satisfaction about your product. As I mentioned before, the application, we have different flows of audio flows. For example, for the media, for an Xbox Music, Xbox Video, we have different types of video players. Take gaming as an example, the processing will be even more different. We have not only the background music, we also have some special audio effect. For example, the special effect of shooting, which is very different and should be highlighted, sharp comparison to the background music. So you have to have the communication to make sure that this audio effect could be realized. When you use the Skype to talk with your partner, so a different audio flow need to be processed. So different applications may have different ways of processing this audio flow. We do not treat this various audio flows in the same way. Movie playback, as I mentioned before, if the user, if audience want to see a movie, what kind of audio effect they want? There is a wide variety in the volume levels, right? For example, dialogue need to be very clear. So there are different types of the audio that need to be processed in the movie. Communications, if we use a Skype or a Link to make communications, you may encounter, for example, in the railway station or airport, there is much noise as a background. So when we use the Skype or Link, we hope that the processing of the audio could help us to eliminate this background noise so that when we communicate with our friends could hear us clearly. So this will enable the clear human voices. And also the background noises are also acceptable. So these, the status, the processing, different processing of the audio could help us to have the good, you know, echo cancellation, noise reduction, and to gain control of the quality of the voice. We have 10 types of the audio flows. For example, 10 categories: movie, media, game chat, speech, communications, alert. In Window 10, we focus on 4 categories. The first of 4 listed in on the left column of the category: movie, media, game chat, and speech.
The most important thing is that when a developer is developing one app, this developer can effectively and efficiently use the different types of categories and also put the different types in one, probably one big category, for example. And it's playing piano, and then I can just put it on a game category. And if I'm developing a Skype, and I can put it under the category of communications. So the next page shows some samples about how to set audio categories. As in Windows, we have a lot of different portals for applications, for XAML, for HTML, G++, GCell, and etc. The different and different very simple modes for setting audio categories. And unlike other platforms, you may need a lot of time to deal with or process the different types. So that's why we have this kind of a change. And we think that with the change, the application developers will be more easily to develop the applications suitable for Windows. And what policies are there for controlling? They are controlled by the stream categories. And for Win10, and there are actually 3 types. And one is audio routing, volume, and power savings. So when we deal with one type of audio, and we want to have a balance. So for the audio, we have actually made a major change. For example, when we are watching a movie, and some people actually calls you by somebody calls you by Skype. And so what kind of user experience should it be? So they ring should not be very loud, right? And we just we should have a box sending a message to you, and somebody is calling you, and but it's not this kind of ring tone shouldn't replace or cover the sounds from the movie. So what kind of control should we have on this? This is to say that in terms of the processing of the audio, the OEMs and can have the control about what kind of audio effects should be put under what kind of category. So for the audio types, and these types actually are defined when we write it, but actually we also need the driver. So we have 7 different types of signals for processing the audio, and you can actually talk with your OEM to see under what kind of scenario for what type, and you want to use what type of audio processing category. For example, when you play a movie and you want to have a kind of a comparison in circling sound. And when you want to chat with your friends and you want to use some effect for reducing the noise. So OEM and HEV actually can customize this type of processing. Besides, on Windows, we have 18 different types of audio effects, which I'm going to show you a little bit later. Besides, OEM can define the topology of the audio effects. There are three topologies, and one is SFX, a stream effect, and another second is a mode effect. The third one is the endpoint effect. So for each effect has both advantages and disadvantages, which I'm going to introduce a little bit later, because when you play the different audio on different points, you may actually cause different effects. And also, you may cause a different power consumption. So sometimes, and you don't need to do some effects, or you don't need to do some behaviors, and so which I'm also going to explain a little bit later. And as for Win10 audio stack, this is just one sample or one example. And for the application, you can select what type of audio you want and what kind of effect you want for this audio, and in what aspects you want to have some special effects. Or you can also just use the original model, which means that you don't need to process anything additional. And then after the effects, then you come to driver, and then you come to HW. For Win10, the types of the audio effects are quite varied, and including the acoustic echo cancellation, noise suppression, automatic gain control, and different types of audio effects, which you can use in a combined way on your device. And you can also have your own different matches and combinations. So, and all the OEMs also customize all this. So if your products can be very different in terms of the audio effects compared with the products produced by other companies. And you can actually just customize audio effects based on your own needs and to the optimal effect. And besides, on the on this page, we can see Realtek Re-Dubi or DDS, and all these are very well known audio effect types. So this page shows the audio signal processing modes in Win10, and the two are the already existing modes for Win8.1. One is raw, another is default. So before Win8.1, and we already used these modes, but for Win10, we have added five different modes: movies, media, speech, communications, notification. Driver needs to support at least raw or default mode. If you attended yesterday's session for the testing, and probably you have a better message to understand that the driver needs to support at least raw or default mode. All the other modes are optional, which means that you can select to support it or not. But we hope that if you are developing, you are the hardware developers, all the other modes should be supported, or we suggest you support them, because the more modes you have, it will be easier for the hardware, for the application developers, and then you will be able to provide the best audio effects to your users. But if a mold is not supported, then the system will pick the next best matching signal processing mold. And so if you are application developers, so I would like to suggest that you can go to Channel 9 or MSDN to see what kind of different audio categories you will use for you to create audio streams. For the next part, I would like to talk about the low audio latency. We know that the low audio latency, the applications actually have a wide range of requirements for latency and power. And if you don't want the latency, then probably the power you use will be very high. But if the power is not very high, certainly the latency will be added to a certain extent. This means that every application may have a specific requirement for latency and power. For example, for the media playback, the latency is not a big problem, because when you play the media, the image and sound are synchronized. Unlike on Skype or Link, we have to do some special processing, such as noise reduction and etc. So there will be different requirements for the different applications. And for the professional processing, and there will be very high requirement for the latency, so only about 1 to 5 milliseconds. So for the pro audio, so this is to say that every different type of application may have its specific latency and power. It's not to say that if we set a minimum latency, then it will be the best. It's not like that. Because if the latency is very low, then the power will be very high, then it will reduce the battery life. So this means we have to have a balance between the latency and power. Who cares about the low latency for audio? As I mentioned, if you go to download a piano application, and when you press your finger on the keys of the piano, your expectation may be that when you press it, and you will hear the note. But after you press it, after 2 seconds, you only hear the sound. After 2 seconds, do you think this is a good user experience? Certainly not. Or when you are playing the best, the newest game, and when you are actually combating with others in the game, and so when you shoot a bullet, only after 10 seconds after the shoot bullet, you can hear the sound. It's not a good user experience. So for the low audio frequency, there are also the different scenarios, and for the professionals, and they actually care a lot about the high quality of the audio. And besides, in recent years, and many people use the internet to have conversations and to talk with each other, such as through Skype. So if there's too much latency, and it's not a good user experience, If I speak a sentence and the other side only has to wait for 5 seconds in order to before he hears this sentence, then it's like talking with in two different conversations. The user experience will be very bad. So for the low latency and for the different types, different scenarios, we need to do special work. What are the reasons for the source of what are the reasons of audio latency? And one is the render part, another is the capture part. For the render part, for example, when you play a movie, probably you need the kind of a dynamic sound or kind of stereo sound and the different types of sound effects. So here we see two big buffer areas because we need to recalculate the audio stream, and it takes a little bit time. So for the audio developer, and the buffer times may be set differently, because some of the developers may set the buffer a little bit bigger and some smaller. So we will need to see how each developer actually makes this requirement. But this is also the biggest source of audio latency. And but if you are using Skype or Link, and when you speak, you hope that the noise will be reduced, and the background sound and the background noise, such as in a railway station and airport, and will not be heard by the other side. So we need to have a kind of special processing. This is to say that on the capture side, there should be also some buffer to handle the background sound. This is also another source of audio latency. For Win 10, we have several measures for reducing latency. One is the Win 32 and the Win RT APIs and DDI for buffer size selection. And the drivers can use the DDI to inform audio stack about latency capabilities and the minimum buffer size, such as 1 millisecond, 5 millisecond, and etc. And applications can use API to query system and select appropriate buffer size. And the audio stack will use the selected buffer size, usually the smaller buffer size, as long as there are applications that need low latency. When there are no applications that need low latency, the audio stack will use the default buffer size, which is 10 milliseconds. So for the Win 10, the size of the buffer is not fixed. And based on the different types and the different modes, the buffer can be changed, buffer size can be changed, can be adjusted, and so that the latency and the power can be put on a kind of balanced position. And besides for Win 10, for the audio engine, we also have optimizations, because when we are trying to understand why there are the audio latencies, we find that our own audio drivers are also a source of the latency. So for Win 10, we have actually optimized the audio engine to reduce the latency. Besides, we have also developed a latency measurement tool, and these with these tools,
you are able to easily see where the latency happens, whether it's on the rendering part or the capture part. And on the render part or the capture part, and besides, the tool will tell you how much time you have spent on each part. So the target on the Win10 is we should have the round trip audio latency below 10 milliseconds, and that's the overall goal. Because when we press the key and press a button, and 10 milliseconds will enable us to hear the sound. So this is a round trip audio latency target. We hope it could be below 10 milliseconds. And either for kind of pro audio or just a call for normal audio, Win10 will be able to actually enable all of your requirements to be met. And because Win10 can be used for either just a common consumer or for a professional audio developer, our platform actually has something fit for everybody.
The following slides will show you some examples how to select smaller buffers for low-level Wasapi sample. We have put this slide on our website. You can download the samples. You do not have to take pictures here. This is for the audiograph. Just now I mentioned end-to-end latency measurement. We have the testing tools. Very simple. In the very beginning, you play the 10 same audio. You use the microphone to receive these 10 tones or the audio flows. And then we will calculate the latency of each tone. On average, the minimum of the maximum tone will be recorded, will be printed. So Microsoft has some other tools, the media related tool. It is called Media Experience Analyzer tool. It is very user-friendly. It provides you very accurate and low latency optimization of the scenario. It is a visual performance analysis tool. It can optimize the low latency scenario. It could visualize the different types of events, audio, video streams into the same timeline. It's very easy for you to validate, to optimize all your devices. So what can you do to reduce latency for application developers? You could use the new API to better understand the appropriate size of the buffer. And you could have the trade-off between power consumption and low latency. If you don't need additional processing, if you think that today I'm just play a very normal music, piece of music, I don't need any additional processing, you could consider raw mode to avoid the SFX and MFX. In this way, you could reduce the power consumption. For the APO developers, to minimize the raw mode, the endpoint effect to allow true raw mode, you can use the tools I mentioned before to measure the additional latency of your APOs. And by using these tools, you could optimize your APOs. If you are a driver developer, you need to ensure the driver works with really small buffers, 1 millisecond or 5 milliseconds. We hope that this will help you to realize this target with the very small buffers. Now I want to say a few words about the performance of low power consumption. For lower power consumption, it covers two parts, two different modes. The first mode is if your screen is on, is open. In that case, low power consumption could enable hardware offloaded audio processing, HAP in short, to process different types of the audio effect so that do not have to keep your processor always activated. Otherwise, the consumption would be quite high, the power consumption would be very high. So that is to say, you could offload the audio by using these hardware offloaded audio processing so as to reduce the power consumption. In Windows, processor may, wake up every 10 seconds. But if you have the source, if you have the hardware offload audio processing, you need to wake it up every 1 second, just 100 times better. So if you are enhanced to the HIP, it could increase the duration of your devices by 5%. So maybe it is the first time for you to know this, to hear about this. But if you are very concerned about the power consumption of your device, if you want to provide the more in the duration of using of your processor, then it's better for you to enhance to the HAP. We have some new functionality in the Windows 8.1. We use 1 second buffers. All processing had to be implemented in hardware instead of software. But in Windows 10, OEM IHVs have the additional option to perform some or all processing in the software and hardware. So all our stores, the applications can use HAP, but the HAP is not available for Win32 applications. The second scenario, low power scenario, is that when your screen is off. Why it happens? For example, if you want to listen to music, but you do not have to turn your screen on, in that case, we have a low power audio processing. But there are several threads you have to reach. One, allow users to keep listening to audio when the screen is off and device is in the low power state. And you have to be enhanced to LAP. And for this solution, all the stores and applications are available, but not for Win32 applications. LPA is not available for Win32 applications. I want to introduce to you another tool that is Windows Performance Analyzer. Actually, we've launched this tool for years. It is a kind of visual tool that shows the graphical format of a trace with events collected during a connected standby session. And it could optimize for low power scenarios. For example, you have a driver, you want to run a audio, but a processing actually is occupying the whole resource. That is to say, the processing is working all the time. Then the device itself will not have its power saved. But if you have the Windows Performance Analyzer, it will remind you of any possible changes. You do not have to need a certain period of time to wake it up, to wake the device up. For example, to wake it up every 1 second or even longer terminal. So you use this tool to visualize the traces and the status of the driver. There are a lot of connectivity or connections. All the slides are there in Channel 9. If you're interested, you could download the relevant information for a better understanding of those tools. Call to action. I hope that application developers could modify their applications to reduce the power consumption. And for OEM and IHVs, they could use offload capable hardware. HRV may be your first choice, but it is one of your choices, and it will help you to reduce the power consumption and to increase satisfaction of your end users. In Windows 10, we have newly added audio coders, encoders and decoders. One is FLAC codec, include FLAC, ALAC and AMRMB. These three are new in Windows 10. If you are involved in the professional audio field, you will know that FLAC is a very important codec. These actually are inbuilt in our hardware. You do not need to purchase from the third-party encoder or decoder vendors. They're inbuilt codec. We also have a universal driver in Windows 10. Yesterday and today, I believe you've heard a lot about the two major additions. One is mobile, one is desktop type of drivers. For these two additions, we have different types of the drivers. For example, those 64-bit or 32-bit supported drivers. Because of this, IHV develop drivers in one platform and works in all devices, so it feels a little bit confusing. So we develop a universal driver in Windows 10 so that we could help reduce the development time and cost. For example, as shown on this slide, if we set the target per platform equal to universal, then you use the WDK tool that checks whether driver is universal. In this way, it is easy to manage different editions of the drivers, different types of the drivers. Audio hardware resource management. But this topic has been touched upon yesterday. For long, we talked with our partners about what kind of rules should we work out, either for the partners, developers, and the consumers, could be a fair codec or a fair rules. So as long as we wanted to reduce the cost, we will face various concurrency constraints. This is the problem we have to address. For example, device can only play up to 8 audio streams. So if the number exceeds 8, what can you do? If you do not have a sufficient source resource to support these audio streams, what can you do? So there are a lot of hardware constraints. Causing inconvenience to the users. In the Windows 10, we add audio hardware resource management functionality. On the sequence of the audio streams can be adjusted. If some streams could not be processed, we can cancel the previous streams to save the room for the new coming and more important streams. So this is a pretty new hardware resource management functionality. This functionality is only available in the phones and tablets, but not in the desktop device. I also want to explain a little bit about the audio certification. If you're familiar with the Microsoft audio certification, you may feel that it's quite confusing because we have a different different, you know, certification service, different services. One is the audio certification, or we rename it as the compatibility plan for Skype. You know, it has a special requirement for voice over IP. It needs also a separate or independent certification service. Cortana also need a special certification. So for these three plans, which are very different, the minimum hardware requirement, hardware lab kit, HLK to be specific. So it can ensure the minimum audio requirements for general render and capture scenarios. So in Windows 10, this could happen with the help of a hardware lab kit, but it does not ensure the high quality audio, high level pattern of audio to the end users. So HLK is the minimum threshold, is the minimum audio requirement.
So making sure that the hardware as well as the switch can run normally, can on Win 10, or can run on Win 10. But if you want to provide a better user experience, you should participate in the Skype. You should actually adopt the Skype requirements.
So far, for Cortana, we don't have another special certification. So Cortana is just a recommendation.
If your device wants to support Cortana, it's your hardware better have this type of audio certification. But we don't have the plan to do the audio certification for Cortana. So for this three tiers of audio certification, and I think the minimum requirement is to have the compatibility. And if you are the, you can, so that you can make your OEM to know that they produce the products that have certain features and quality. And so when you do the compatibility, when you have achieved the compatibility certification, and you can also make your customers aware of this, aware of the high quality of your products. And so today, I have talked about the relevant the information I have just presented is actually available on Channel 9 and on the Windows Audio Stack. If you have any questions, and my colleague Edith and I will be just outside the meeting room, and we can have the face-to-face communication with you after the meeting. If you have any feedback, and please also take some time to give us some feedback. Thank you.